Okay. This is Liza Kerwin for the Archives of American Art. And I'm interviewing Chuck and Jan Rosenack in Tezuka, New Mexico. It's December 10th, 1998. And I wanted to just begin with a couple of broad questions about how you became involved in the folk art world to begin with.
All right. When we became involved in the folk art world, there was no such thing. The only people who seemed interested in it were Bob Bishop, Bert Hemphill before us, and a few others. We collected what we consider 20th century American art, people of our generation, and in the 60s, the price of that material rose at an enormous rate, and by 1970 was beyond our means. In 1973, I believe, there was a small exhibition in New York City at a cooperative gallery, which included the work of Edgar Tolson and George Lopez and other luminaries. And even prior to that, we had seen a case at the Smithsonian National Museum. What was that new building?
It was the History Museum across the street, Museum, Cloth and Constitution.
Which contained work of unpainted artists, Jose Mondragon, George Lopez, and what's his name?
Tolson.
And Edgar Tolson. We used to meet for lunch in the cafeteria there from time to time, and we always went to that case.
Well, in fact, I remember saying that we should call a gallery in Cordova. Little did we know how small it is. Even today, when it's expanded, there's still no gallery up there.
In 1970, whatever it was, three or four, Edgar Tolson was exhibited in the Whitney Biennial.
The date's in our books, I think it's 73.
I think it's 73 also. We thought it was the best piece in the exhibition, and we determined to find Edgar Tolson. We located, eventually, Jan did, Mike Hall, and he warned us that to visit Edgar Tolson was extremely dangerous because they made bootleg whiskey in Campton, Kentucky, where he lived, and someone might shoot at us.
Let me interrupt 1 minute. It was hard to find Mike because the piece was listed as belonging to the Pied Serpent Gallery in Detroit, and I couldn't find it, but eventually it turned out to be Mike Hall.
Well, we learned through Armstrong that Hall had brought the piece in to the Whitney.
Mike Hall was in that show himself.
And Mike Hall's work was in that show, and so we found him. And so when we were warned not to go to Kentucky, we went. It wasn't much of a drive from Washington, D.C. And we visited Edgar Tolson, and that started us off.
And that was in 73?
No, yeah. We visited him in 73.
The Whitney was probably in the fall of 73.
I forgot the exact date. It was probably the next year.
So the next year, instead of going to New York to look for modern art, we visited Edgar Tolson.
And that was the start of it.
And that was the start of the whole thing. We didn't know that there was such a thing as a folk art world.
We just liked the piece. Yeah.
And we were just going our own way.
And then the next time we bought something, we were up in New York in 75 for a show of a California artist we owned, Nancy Hoffman's. And we had heard about some show at this nonprofit gallery, Fairtree, on Madison Avenue. It no longer exists. But we did go over there, and they still had some of the pieces in